The men rose up from there, and looked toward Sodom. Abraham went with them to see them on their way. And the Lord said, "Will I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him? For I have made myself known to him, so that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, so that God may bring to Abraham that which he has spoken to him." The Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is so grievous, I will go down now, and see whether they have done entirely according to the outcry which has come to me. And if not, I will know." The men turned from there, and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Abraham drew near, and said, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous within the city? Will you sweep it away and not spare the place for the 50 righteous who are in it? Be it far from you to do things like that, to kill the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be like the wicked. May that be far from you. Shouldn't the judge of all the earth do right?" The Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Look, I have taken it on myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. What if there will lack 5 of the 50 righteous? Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? He said, "I will not destroy it, if I find 45 there." He spoke to him yet again, and said, "What if there are 40 found there?" He said, "I will not do it for the 40's sake." He said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry, and I will speak. What if there are 30 found there?" He said, "I will not do it, if I find 30 there." He said, "Look, I have taken it on myself to speak to the Lord. What if there are 20 found there?" He said, "I will not destroy it for the 20's sake." He said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry, and I will speak just once more. What if 10 are found there?" He said, "I will not destroy it for the 10's sake." The Lord went his way, as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.